Today's lesson, so today is the 2nd of December, can you believe it? 2015. It feels December outside, that's for sure. Just be nice with this cold to get more snow, right? So we're going to do a lesson, it's called 456, called Protrusions and Bendings. So last week we worked with protrusions, a lot with the belly. Right? And then pulling in. We worked with the diaphragm. So we're going to pick up from there, but then we're going to take it into a variety of settings, continuing this idea of getting length in your spine. Okay? So just take a moment to settle in on your back, feeling how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor today. Feeling the area in between your shoulder blades, right, which is where your spine is. And then traveling down your spine. Just think of your spine almost like a road or a freeway. And if you think of it that way, just fun to have different images of ourselves. You know, what is the contour of the road? Right? Is it really straight and smooth? You know, like when a road just gets freshly tarred, it's a little bumpy. Are there bumps in the road where it goes up and down, or any like left and right, kind of like swerving a little bit out? You know, so how do you sense your spine, freeway or road? And just really noticing those places of, let's say, dipping. Or maybe it just gets kind of like a rough road, or you don't sense that part of the road. You know, whatever definition shows up for you, acknowledge it, just make sense of it, because that's your experience. It's real. There couldn't be anything more real than what you're sensing right now. And then going down to your pelvis, noticing how your pelvis rests on the floor. And from the pelvis, what we reviewed last week was on the front side, the location of where the hip is, right? So your hip joint is right in the center. It's not this place on the outside that everybody touches, right? So we explored that because that's where your legs come out, right, from your body. So just how do you sense that area? Any tightness? Is one side higher away from the floor or lower? And then how does that affect your legs lying on the floor? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. Okay, bringing your head back to the center. Let's just start with what we finished with last week. So go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, right? And we discovered that as soon as you do that, your heels are lined up with your pelvis. And make sure your feet are in a good standing position, that they're not, that's it, Lynn, not too far away from your butt. So it's minimal effort, okay? And what we started with was taking in a breath. And on the exhale, right, pulling the belly in. And then you took in a breath, which could make the belly really big. And then as you exhaled, you sucked the belly in. And then noticing that that creates a little bit of a rocking, right, with the pelvis. Excellent. And then we paused from that. Bless you. And then the next breath and breathing that we did was where you took in a breath, right? You hold your breath. And again, my preference is when I start this, I take in the breath in my chest. For me, this makes it the easiest. You only want to take in your breath in one location. Okay? So I make a big breath in my chest, pulling kind of having the belly pulled in, and then keeping my breath held. That means no exhale. I push that breath down to the belly so the diaphragm protrudes out. And then I suck it back up. And I push, pull. And what you're doing is you're pushing and pulling the diaphragm. And then you try that two or three rounds and then exhale. So let's try that. That's it, Bonnie. Now hold it and push it down and pull it up. Yeah, make it a little quicker. So if you make it a little quicker, you'll feel the rocking in the lower back, a little bit of arching. That's it, Lynn. But when you push that belly out, arch the back a little bit. There, let it arch a little bit more. There you go. Sit on that tailbone, excuse me. So when you push the belly out, you arch so much that you're sitting on the tailbone. So I'm going to have you try this one more time because that's the magic piece that we're working with today. You got to get that really big arch that you're going to sit on your tailbone. So the belly comes forward and down. You push. Much better, Lynn. That's it, Marlene. Arch even more. That's it. Sit on that tailbone. Okay, let's let it go. Rest your legs. And we talked about last week why the diaphragm is so important in relationship to your lower back is because it's connected there. So very often when people are experiencing lower back issues, you know, the question is it the lower back or is it something around the diaphragm? Or both? Certainly could be neither. So continue with your legs long, slightly spread apart, so it's like a V in between your legs, right? And let's just try without using your breath now, just on its own. Let's try this movement of protruding the belly, coming to sit on the tailbone, right? So you just protrude the belly. And it's not just, so it's an arc, right? So your belly is not lifting to the ceiling. Your belly is arcing, I use the word forward, towards your feet, right? Towards where these windows are. It's an arc. Beautiful, Bonnie. So you feel the pubic bone starts to tilt in a way down to that V space, right? So have your feet. See, I'm going to have your feet, your legs a little. That's not really a V. There's a V, right? Now, bring that pubic bone forward. That's up, right? So if I'm forward, think of where my voice is. Mm-hmm. So bring this part of you towards me. Arch, arch, arch. Sit on the tailbone. See, you're still sitting on your pelvis. So do you know where your tailbone is?
Yeah.
The base of your anus?
Yeah.
That's where I want you sitting. That means this whole area where your pink shirt is has to lift. This has to lift. No, that's flattening. Sit on your anus. Pull this down even more. Now you're getting it. Right? You're going to sit just here. one spot. Oh. You keep sitting here. Yeah. That's your pelvis. That's doing this.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to sit way here. This has to drop forward. Right? We talked about delivering a baby last week. So, come sit on this. That's right. Push forward. That's it. So think of this whole area you get off.
Oh.
Okay? Think of the very end. And if you don't know where the end of your tailbone is, feel it. You can stick your fingers under there and get friendly with yourself. Right? It's right where your anus is. Right? This is why I brought up last week. This has so much to do with going to the bathroom. They're all right there connected. So if you can't let that tailbone go out, you can't open your anus, that sphincter. If you're pulling that tailbone in, just try it. Stick your fingers back there, right at the end of your tailbone. And then you can lay on your hand, right? Doesn't hurt. Okay, it's just become so obvious. Okay, start to pull that tailbone under and in and feel the sphincter of your anus close up. Then if you push it out, you feel the anus sphincter start to open, right? And we have sphincters everywhere in our body, in our system. Your eyes are a sphincter of closing and opening. Did everybody get that? Right? Okay, so bring the belly forward, right? Pubic bone, sit on the tailbone. Let that open up. That there you go. Now, but can we relax your poor little feeties? Okay. And then try the opposite. So pull the belly in, tighten the anus. Right? Some of you, that's where you've spent a lot of your time. And that's okay. You're just learning the distinction between the difference of the two. We need both. That's it. And then the other way. And then see if you can make it there, just like that. Softer.
Softer.
Not so much work. Softer. That's it. Beautiful. La-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di-da. There. These legs don't have to work.
I know.
Your hips don't. Yeah. It's okay. This is a huge learning. Huge learning. You guys are doing great. Bonnie, it looks really beautiful. That's it. Okay, beautiful, Lynn and Marlene. Okay, let it go. Let's rest. Okay, so let's start off on your right side. So go ahead and lie on your right side. You can lie on your right arm. You know, if you do, bring it, that's it, long. Make it real comfortable. Have your left arm placed for right now in front of you. Okay? Knees bent up. Beautiful. Okay? Just comfortable. Not too much. Just like you were lying on your side if you were going to get ready to read, to go to bed. Bon, let's straighten your arm because when the arm is bent like that, right? It creates a lot of tension. So, yeah, just see if you can, yeah. So some of you tend to roll forward, right? You want to be just perfect, straight. More straight, not rolling forward, not rolling back. Okay, we're going to do the same kind of movement here on your side. So you're going to think of the left side of your buttocks where the sit bone is, okay? Because the sit bone's relative to the anus. And you're think of taking it backwards. Yes! So you protrude it backwards. And what's nice about doing this on the side is you really get a feeling what the lower back does. Right, Lynn? So you protrude the butt back. Yes, feel what happens there. Awesome. Okay, so you feel that the lower back arches and the belly goes forward. It's a really cool movement, so stick this out. Yes, stick your butt out. Even more, Bonnie. Yes, let this go forward. That's it, and then let it go. So you stick your butt out. Excellent. That's it. And some of you are going to recognize that when you let it go, where you return to you've been really tucked under. So really watch the phase of letting it go. Okay, that's going to tell you so much about you. And Bonnie, I'm kind of talking to you, right? So stick this out, right? Stick out. Not here, here. There. And then let it go and see how much you tuck under. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge habit. So really think here, I'm gonna stick, that's it, this part out, and then this has to arch. Right, so you just, in the letting go, what it tells you is you just go back to what's been your habitual home. Beautiful. And that is huge information. Doesn't it? I know. I'll tell you, this is like a great movement if somebody's just gone through surgery, any kind of surgery, right? Just to get their bowels going again, to get the lower back to free up. Beautiful, Lynn. Arch and then let it go. And do it again. That's it. And I want you to think even more. Yeah. Yes. So what you're doing really good is you know how to do this part up here, super good, but it's down here, okay? And so let it go, kind of like Bonnie, you feel how much it curls under. So both you and Bonnie have been big tucker unders. That's it. So you really want to think about right where the head of that femur is in your hip, and that's the part that goes back, right? It's like, oh! Right, and so then the other thing that it does, some of you might be feeling, is it starts to really stretch out the hamstrings and the glutes where people have been so tight from sitting. Beautiful. That's it, excellent. Right, and this is needed for squatting. That's why Asians can squat so well. Okay, let's just have you stay on your side and you're just gonna pause and rest for a minute. And what I'd like you to do is reposition now your left arm so that it's lying on your left side and the hand is just kind of resting near the left hip, that's it. Just real comfortable, the elbow can be slightly bent, right? Doesn't need to be straight. Okay, so now you're gonna draw your attention up to your left shoulder blade. And we're going to do the same kind of thing, thinking about the shoulder blade. So this is not the shoulder, but about the blade, which is on the backside. And you're going to think about that blade coming backwards. It's going to protrude, that's it, backwards. Okay?
Are you still tilting this?
You don't have to worry about that yet. Yeah, so just, and then let the shoulder go and bring it back. So you're protruding the shoulder blade, and then just like you did below, you let it go back to where your starting place is. Excellent. Yeah, the first part's the best part, so you don't have to move the arm like that. So yeah, so just think shoulder blade comes pressing back. That's it, that's enough right there. That is beautiful, and then just let it go back. And then bring the shoulder blade back, and that's enough. And then again, notice your breath and breathing. Make sure you're not holding your breath. Okay, and it's not so much rolling back. So keep your arm up on that leg. Nope, arm up there. Right, so you're rotating too much. I want you to think straight back. That's enough. Yeah, just there. So you don't rotate, it's just straight back. Now, at the same time, you're actually gonna add in the movement of your jaw. So at the same time that you take your shoulder back, your jaw is going to come forward, your chin, and then it goes back. So think straight back. That's it. That's it. easy, softer. So think less here, more here, and just smaller. Yes, that's it, smaller. So some of you, that's it. The shoulder part's great. Oh, this is gonna be huge for you. So good you guys are here today. This is a lesson that was made for all of you. Right, this is so opposite of the sewing, right? Mm-hmm. Of tucking in and rounding forward, right? Mm-hmm. So, right, for some of you, this is really hard because it's just, it's been out of your world. Okay, bring this forward, press here, here, more here, less here, mm-hmm. and think there, and then this go, yes! And then let it go, ah, that was a good one. Here, yeah! So you start to feel how the chin coming forward is connected to that part of your spine, which allows the shoulder blade to go back. Yeah. Am I pulling on your jaw too much?
No.
Okay, so go forward, feel that, and shoulder blade back. That's it. So when your chin comes forward, it's like, you know, monkeys do this, right? When was the last time you went to the zoo, right? They stick their chin out and they show their lower teeth, mm-hmm. right? They go, right? 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 That's what they do. So it's bringing this jaw forward, which creates the extension. Relax your mouth. Oh, act like a monkey, relax. So think forward and this comes, yes, that's it. And then this goes back. That's it, Bonnie. I know, this is kind of like rubbing the belly and tapping the top of the head, right? Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of tension around the jaw, right, that's very important to notice because that's a strong holding pattern, right? Mm-hmm. And that holding pattern can be a lot about holding in, about expressing yourself. That's the biggest one. Nope, that's your arm. Let this go, right? Just let's think of, let the arm go. Stop, don't do anything here. Let's just let this come forward. Come on, way out. Come on, let it go, right? Let it go. That's it, look what happens up here, right? Feel that, let it go, right, that's it. Now the shoulder back here, yeah, comes back. Let's start with the chin. Ah, and you can start saying ah. Okay, remember, it's not this part. Think here. But focus on this. Just let, yes. Right, that chin coming forward. It's so huge for so many of us.
Let me see if I'm doing it right, because I think I've gotten all out of whack.
Let's keep your head on your arm, because that helps. So, yeah, just get to neutral. There you go. Kind of like, so you're not falling. Okay, so start just, nope, I prefer you don't start here. Start with the chin. Okay, so think, a little bit more easy. So let's just find Lynn. Smoothness there instead of so jerky. Your freeway is a bumpy road, and that just means things got really diffused. So that's it. So just slow, right? So as the chin comes forward, the back of the head goes backwards and down. Okay, can you guys feel those two relationships? Right, it's like you're tilting your head. Like if you were doing a nod, but you're doing it through the chin and the throat. See, the throat opens up. Then you can let the shoulder go back. But this jaw mouthpiece is so important. And I can't tell you enough how important it is. Well, for both women and men, but, you know, in particular women, you know, because We've been really trained not to express ourselves, not to speak up. We're very well trained. In the animal kingdom, especially if you watch the apes, they're very volatile. You know, that's how they have they start, you know, their arguments, right? If you've ever watched the monkey show, they do. They're like, they're, you know, this is their way of starting to talk, communicate. You're making me upset. I'm not happy. I want to talk about this, right? And they stand there, right? And then where are the cute little babies? They're on mommy's back, protected, watching what's going on. And then they do this, they do like this dance, you know, they really try to get things out before they're physical, you know, so they move around and they move a little forward and back, but they more move in circles because they don't enter the space of attacking, right? But they move back and forth. It's really fascinating. But it's just a lot of communication through the jaw. Okay, so again, Bonnie, I want you to start showing your teeth. Feel how your mouth, yeah, your lips are so, right? So even though you're moving the jaw, for all of you, pay attention to what you're doing with your mouth, like clenching, okay. Right, so it's like, let this mouth open. Let a sound come out, that's okay. It's part of Feldenkrais. Ah. Now, can you keep this going with the jaw? Forget about the arm. Just let rest there. Or if you want to put it in front of you to stabilize yourself a little bit. And you're going to take the anus back again and the left hip. Right? So the chin forward, butt. Ah. And you get all this length in the spine. All of a sudden, you feel the connection. Right? Between all the way down. You okay?
My shoulder doesn't like this position.
Oh. Here. Let's try it like that and get you a pillow. So thank you for speaking up. Bring your arm a little more forward. Yeah. So. Is that better?
Yes.
And should we fold it a little bit more? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want you rolling. Just keep this neutral so that as this comes forward, you feel the spine, see? And then take the tail back even more. There. So you get this big, right? You get this long arch. And I'm sorry if I pulled on your chin too much. Sometimes I feel a little heavy-handed. You doing okay, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. And then make sure you go all the way back to the beginning, right? So a little bit what you're doing, Lynn, is just staying stuck in the movement, right? So then you're starting to feel like, where did I go, right? So it's like, yeah, and don't let your head slip off, yeah. So I might have to get you a pillow too. So think of all this coming, yes. And then all this comes back and you go, yeah, right? Oh, yeah, right? It's almost like, now is that okay for your arm or do you want a pillow?
I think we can just roll this up.
See if that'll work. So it's almost like going into a back bend a little bit, right? Let's see how everybody's doing. So chin forward, tailbone back, more chin up, up and forward, up. Where's up? Yeah, you do. Yeah, remember the back of your head comes back. Okay, relax here. So see, I'm getting that part of your spine. Ah. This will tell you why some of you, if you can't do a back bend, why?
Anymore.
Right? There, that's it. That's it. Let that chest get long. Oh. Oh my goodness. See that? Wow. So this has so much to do with that. And then this has to do with, right? It all goes together. So try it just, are you okay, Marlene?
Yeah.
Okay. Bonnie, that's really looking lovely. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it all go. Roll to your back and rest. And just observe how the left side feels compared to the right. Your breath, your breathing, just what's occurring now inside of yourself, your system. You know, what just happened? Feel your breath and your breathing. Spread your legs a little bit apart. Let's create the V again. Okay, and let's go back to that earlier movement of coming to sit on the tailbone, right? Arcing the belly forward and down, the pubic bone. That's it, Lynn. And then just observe if the movement is now, I'm going to use the word trickling, right? Going all the way up your spine, and that there's almost a feeling that now the chin wants to move away from the chest, as if you're going to lean back on your head a little bit, right? So don't force it to happen. Look for the relationship. It's the same relationship we just did on the side. And then remember, you got to go back. So the chin has to come back down. The belly comes back down, so then they start together. That's it. That's it, Marlene. And then come back down. But try not to come down in pieces, Marlene. So the moment that this starts to move, right, this moves, right? So if you're flat, it's like, it's like a hinge, opening and closing. It's not, okay, chin down, and then this. Okay? Same with you, Lynn. See how there's that delay here? So let's, I think it's because this is in the way. So really refine this. Right, so one thing we do in here is we discover a movement. Right now we're putting two parts of yourself together to create a movement. And in repeating this, it's just like learning an instrument. You refine it. So what's important about the refining is that it becomes part of your nervous system. And only when it's in that place of ease, a quality of smoothness and effortlessness, has it entered your nervous system. Just like an instrument, but when it's clunky, you're learning. But just because you're learning something doesn't mean it's entered the nervous system, right? It's a quality that needs to come about that it really is learned. So, pubic bone, chin. And then remember, you must let it all go. Go back to the beginning. Don't stay halfway in it. Excellent, 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 excellent. And let this go.
It does
go.
Feel a lot easier.
Yeah, so let this all go now. Come all the way back to the beginning. Okay, okay. And then we're going to start here, and we're going to start here. So start here. Pubic bone, where's that pubic bone? Push it into my hand. Down, there. It's way low. There. Let this go. That's it. More on the back of your head. More, more, more. Ah, the shoulder blades just fell back. That's it. More, more, more. Okay, because we want a mouse to come under your bridge. Now see how the shoulder blades go back. They just fall back.
Yeah, it feels good.
Doesn't it? And they all let it go. Wow. There, just let it settle and we'll try it again. Okay, get this pubic bone. That's where your power is. Power, power. Down there, let this come. Yeah, oh, let those shoulder blades. Yeah, so you have weight on the top of your head. Or the back of your head, back top of your head, right? That and your anus, you're creating a bridge. Marlene, that's just so beautiful, right? You create this bridge. to get you a bigger bridge. So you got to think bridge. So you lost this a little bit. So, push this pubic bone even more, right? Spread the legs a little. Yeah, there you go. Let this down there. Okay, so come all the way back. Yeah, so this is so foreign to you. Okay, so we're going to do this and this at the same time. 2 points. They move away, and then the arch. Yes! Even more. Marlene, you're fine. Don't worry about Lynn. you can if you want to.
I'm resting.
She's a beautiful person like you are to worry about. How lucky am I to have such beautiful women in my life? I'm lucky. That's it. Now stay there for a minute, right? Because it's vulnerable. And then let it go, right? This is a vulnerable place. So whether you've had an injury, a fall, whatever's going on in your life, right? We learn to close down and protect. This is very, very open. You're opening the front of yourself. And I always like doing this around this time of year, because there's so much stuff that is stirring in the pot right now. Between our loved ones, family members, or, you know, children, parents, right? There's all this visiting in-laws. You okay? You're going to sneeze again? it's okay. Sneeze. Doesn't bother me. I hate that feeling when it's coming, but then it backs off, and then it feels like it's going to come again. It's like, would you just come?
Just do it.
Yes, sneeze. Right, but so it's a very, you know, and it's also the biggest time for loss of people. You know, a lot of people decide to leave this planet around the holidays. So we have losses. You know, and then people have a lot of anxiety around families. And so this whole opening on the front side gets very closed down. Right? Or, you know, we're visiting certain in-laws and we're, you know, they're not our favorites, so we're not supposed to say certain things, and we tuck it all in, right? Just get through it or whatever. So this movement, we're going to just keep working with throughout the next few weeks, but about you just also exploring just what you were saying to me yesterday, Marlene, about being open. What was the words that you said? So it's such a beautiful phrase. Being
heart open all the time, no matter what.
This is it. This is the physical of it.
Yeah.
Can your heart be open? Right? And when we've been wounded, we pull it in, we protect it. So this is like the physical version of that mental, emotional place. And not to say, as you're playing with this for another minute, not to say you don't stay in this place all the time. Okay, that's really important to know. Right? There are unhealthy, dangerous people out there. So there's times that you need to protect yourself. Right, and that's one of our biggest learnings, is who is safe, who's not, when do I need to protect myself? So I think the big thing is, Marlene, is not to be open all the time, but have those distinctions. And when you know it's safe, it's being in that open. It's not letting a past experience take over the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody rest, and we'll go to the other side. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody, right?
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What's supposed to be happening in the legs when
you are? Nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Right, so you, excellent question. Your legs are just to be lying there, because what we talked about last week is you're tilting the pelvis around the hip joint. They should not be working. Those legs should be relaxed. So that's why the V is so important. And so in the beginning, if you're working them quite a bit, just work on letting it go and letting it go. But it's the movement of the pelvis around the hip joint.
Okay, so when I let my legs go, all the weight goes to my head.
Okay, excellent observation. So as you start to feel that, you need to bring more down here. And that's hard. This is a hard movement for you. You and I know every time I work on you, you start in the tucked position. So it's getting, Lynn, it's getting the power back in the pelvis, right? And again, this is a lot of vulnerability for us as women. We hold a lot in our pelvis. And we've lost the power. You were going to ask, yes, a question?
No, I was just saying I feel equal.
Yeah, you want to feel equal. So, yeah, so let's, okay, let's let it go. Let's go to lie on your left side now. We'll try a little bit on that side. Yeah, so remember, there are unsafe people. You know, I mean, so, right, Marlene? So, you know, let's say, you know, it's dark at night and you're going out to your car and you see some kind of kooky guy eyeballing you that might want to steal your purse or something. There are unsafe people out there. And you don't just open your heart going, oh, can I give you $20, you know, right? And he might slash a knife on you. So you want to be open for the people that it's safe to be open to as much as possible, right? Your heart.
Seems to me like since I've adopted this, I don't run into
people like that.
You need to close your eyes. But,
yeah.
You know, who knows, next year could be different.
Yeah, I mean, usually you probably don't energetically, but
yes,
know that there's
an affirmation that people like that don't know I exist.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
But just always remember, sometimes.
It could happen, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to start with pelvis, the hip joint. So you're going to take the right cheek butt, remember, back, really thinking of the sit bone, right? For some of you who really tuck under. So you take that back and then just let it go, getting that familiar for yourself. That's it. So remember, it's just taking that sit bone back and then letting it go. So you feel that nice arch in your spine. And then let's go ahead and place your right arm up on your right thigh, right? And let the pelvis go and just introduce taking the shoulder blade back, right? So that shoulder blade comes back like you felt on your back because the spine goes forward. Right? So you're just introducing it goes back. There's no rotation. That's it. It just goes back and comes back to the center. Beautiful. Right? And just become aware of how much easier it is on this side, right? Things have become much clearer for you. And then if it's okay to keep the arm there, let that rest, and let's just by itself start to introduce the jaw coming forward, right? So forward and up, it's another arch, right? It's not straight forward, right? Because there's people that walk around like this. That's not it. It comes like this, right? You're arcing, right? Because then you feel that connection to the back and then the shoulder blades. Right? I'm not suggesting you do this. You know, see the, right? Feel the difference? So it's an arc. So you experience the back of the head going back as the chin moves away from you. Your throat opens up. Right? And so many of us don't realize that our throat is closed. That's it. So you should even feel a tug on your sternum. And then see if you can couple together that movement, just allowing the shoulder blade to fall back a little bit, right? Somehow the shoulder blade just kicks in now because of the movement of the chin and the throat and the spine. It doesn't have to be forced. And then you find a way to introduce the tailbone or the right sit bone, right? The right sit bone, you're going to stick out, out, out. Yes! Yes! Oh, beautiful. And let it go. Curl back up. Yeah, there you go. That's where home's been for a long time. And then we do this. And then we do, yes, yes. And then let it all go. I'm sorry I rushed you that time. You needed to take another breath. It's really important to pause in between a full movement and really rest. Take one or two breaths. So Lynn, that's good, but return all the way back to your kind of curling up. Let this all go. All right, get back to neutral. There you go. Okay, then, yeah, slower. Slower, yeah, so you just need to go slower so you can, yes. It's almost like an, you know, accordion. An accordion's a wonderful instrument to think about every movement in your body being like that, right? Everything comes in together and everything goes out together and in together. Or it's like jellyfishes. They're one big sphincter. You ever watched a jellyfish? It's so beautiful, right? They close everything in and everything opens perfectly equally, right? Just effortless, this flow. Unless something attacks them. And then they like radically pull in. Okay, you guys, let that go. Let's roll onto your backs and rest. And we'll try it just one more time here on your back and then fully rest, because I got to remember there's always this class now following here, class after us. So remember your legs start in the V and just rehearse in your mind once or twice here what you're going to do, because you're just going to do it, let's say, two times. So you really want to execute a beautiful flow of what we just did. So you see in your mind, you know, the chin comes forward, the head starts to tilt, pubic bone down, and how everything's moving evenly, and you get this beautiful arc, and the shoulder blades just fall back, and then you let it all go. So just two times you get to do it, and then you let it all go to rest, and you see it in your mind first. And you're after that quality of ease, fluidity, effortlessness. So it feels beautiful. Just like a dancer. You know, when we see anybody moving beautiful with ease. And then when you've completed your two times, you'll just let it all go and you'll lie there and rest. Just asking yourself, how do I feel different now? What did I learn? But more importantly, what's really showing up different? And my guess is the differences, are going to be places of ease. Maybe it's your throat right now. Maybe it's around your mouth. Maybe it's the muscles around your eyes. Maybe it's in the shoulder blades or upper back. Just noticing for you how all of a sudden you've acquired some ease in places that you didn't even know were not at ease, right? That's the fascinating part. You didn't know that there was a problem because there wasn't pain, but there was a low-grade level of tension there, right? And this is what we just continue to peel off in Feldenkrais. It's just we get past the point where there's maybe no pain, so now the next level is continuously finding a new level of ease. Roll your head a little bit to the left and right. Notice how the quality of rolling your head to each side feels. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting. Then standing to observe how you feel in this lesson standing.